Good evening. This is the 9 p.m. update on Hurricane Earl. Earl continues to move towards the mid-Atlantic coast of the United States. A couple changes during the last 2 hours to report now. We've had a hurricane reconnaissance aircraft fly through the center of the hurricane. And in observing the center and in looking at the satellite pictures, we can tell that there's been at least a little bit of strengthening over the last few hours. The central pressure has fallen from 941 millibars to 932 millibars. And if this data persists for the next couple hours, it may be reflected in the next advisory with increase in the wind speed. The hurricane is also now moving more towards the north-northwest rather than the northwest as it had been for the previous day, moving north-northwest at about 18 miles per hour. This is the beginning of the turn more to the north that we've been expecting for the last couple days, and will bring the center to near or over the Outer Banks of North Carolina by late tomorrow and early Friday. At this point, we expect that the hurricane will remain in the major hurricane status as it approaches and perhaps goes over eastern North Carolina. It's currently Category 4 and will be at least Category 3 upon its closest approach or landfall there. After leaving the North Carolina area, we expect the threat to be increasing into New England, and there is some potential for the center to pass very close to the Cape Cod region. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.